as the puck drops and the Sheffield Steelers are underway in their first ever match in the Champions League. This could be an opportunity for Andreas Johnsen back to the top of the blue line. Steelers are now effectively 5-on-3 shorthanded as the shot will come in and the goal deflected out in front, I think. And Frölunda have the lead with 2:50 to go. The big ball from Henrik Torrenes. And the Steelers trail here in Gothenburg by 1-0. The Steelers give it away, though. This is real danger. Chance for Lassu, back door. That's where it goes. He scores. Shorthanded goal. Steelers giveaway punished to the full by Frölunda. And this is why they're one of the best sides in Europe. The Steelers had a chance at one end, couldn't score. And then Frölunda finish off from close range. And they double their advantage. They now lead here in the Champions Hockey League by 2-0. We are the Steelers station, BBC Radio Sheffield, as the shot comes in and Frölunda score again. A tight angle snipe. And the Steelers in a 3-goal hole in the Champions League. And that was absolute quality. Lehkonen, a sniff of an opportunity, and it was past Plant before he could even blink. Lassu, pass on the angle, driving hard to the net. Wraparound chance that they scored, they have. Second of the night for Henrik Torrenes, and he used that massive long reach, good speed to get round his man, and all of a sudden the score starts to look a little lopsided. Two in the opening 4 minutes of the third period, and Frölunda lead the Steelers by 4-0. It's with Johnsen to Torrenes again, he's going to wind this one up, he scores! There's a thought of a deflection, and all of a sudden it's 5. Torrenes with a blast again. Too much traffic for the Steelers to deal with, and Plant had no chance. And it's going to be a long old last 15:42. Figren, Jan Matt, what a feed. That was backdoor. Oh, a thing of great beauty. Figren taps home past the Ty Plant, who must be wondering what the heck's hit him. A second power play goal, and the Steelers, well, they find themselves feeling a little embarrassed as Levi Nelson goes back to the bench, and Paul Thompson gives him a long, hard gaze. Pass goes back to Abbott, skinning it back towards the blue line. It's going to be another chance and another goal. Sundström, the man out in front, benefited from two or three deflections, and as it came out, he was able to poke it over the line. And the red light comes on, and the Steelers now trail by 7. Colton Fresser, Iserlohne, Klagenfurt, Chicago, Portland, Bridgeport, and Bolzano. His destination's on the world tour. Will he be a scorer in Gothenburg? Here he comes, Fresser with a move. Scores! A moment of history for Colton Fresser. And he danced Lars Johansson out of his pads, and he rammed it upstairs. A penalty shot goal, and the Steelers now only trail by 6. That's a hat-trick. Torrenes with his third, this time a blast, beating his man, and the hats flow from the stands. Frölunda have their 8th, and an embarrassed smile on Henrik Torrenes. High fives the bench, but that was probably the best of the lot. Here is O'Connor. O'Connor on his own. He caresses the puck, gets caught in his skates, and then he gets taken off possession, given away badly in his own end. Bad decision, and a goal. Stolberg scored, and that's 9. Into the final minute, and the Steelers running out of gas in a hurry here. Another power play goal, as that signals the end to what has been an entertaining Champions League debut for the Sheffield Steelers, but one that for 40 minutes was close, and then just like that, the Sheffield Steelers found themselves on the end of a good old-fashioned shellacking.